Welcome to FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Owen. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, eNASCAR goes short track. eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series is back this week as the series will take the virtual Great Coliseum at Bristol Motor Speedway. Yes, you heard me, Bristol Motor Speedway. However, unlike the last couple of us, this weekend, well, it's going to be a little different. On Saturday night, the Saturday Night Thunder come to life as the drivers from the Xfinity, Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series, the Arca Menards Series, Peak Mexico Series, and the Wheelin' Euro Series will all race in a Saturday night feature. There will also be several heat races that lead up to the main event. However, none of these drivers will transfer to Sunday's race. There also will be two heat races on Sunday that will lead up to Sunday's main event. All the drivers will make the field, but the heat race will set the field. Number two, an announcement on the schedule changes. According to Jeff Gluck and Jordan Bianchi of The Athletic, they reported on a Wednesday that NASCAR still intends to race all 36 races this season, but unlike the scheduled date of May 9th to resume at Martinsville, they are planning on starting on May 26th at Charlotte. Now, among the notable changes, four midweek races. Yes, you heard me, folks. Four midweek races. The midweek races will be on Wednesday, starting at July 1st at Martinsville, following it up at Richmond, Kentucky, and Homestead on July 22nd. There also would be a couple of doubleheaders starting at Pocono on the 27th and 28th of June, with Michigan having a doubleheader on August 8th and the 9th, and Dover on August 22nd and 23rd. They also would switch the Texas and Las Vegas dates, as Texas would race on September 27th, and Las Vegas would race on October 25th. Number three, next-gen car postponement. NASCAR announced that the next-generation car that was supposed to debut at the 2021 Daytona 500, that was going to be delayed a full year due to the coronavirus. With COVID-19 delaying multiple races, it also has delayed multiple days of testing, as the Monday and Tuesday after the following race weekends were supposed to be for testing the next-gen car. NASCAR released a statement about the news with the following. Due to the challenges related to the coronavirus pandemic, the debut of the next-gen car will be delayed until 2022, said John Probst, NASCAR Senior Vice President of Racing Innovation. The decision was made in collaboration with the OEMs and team owners. We will continue to develop the next-gen car, and a revised testing timeline will be shared when more information is available. For all the latest on the scheduling changes, new gen car, among other things, FrontStretch.com will have it for you. A little personal note before we sign off today. We usually do three things, but we're doing a little bit of a fourth one today. A little personal one. By the time you're listening to this, the number has obviously gone up, but 297,575 people, according to Johns Hopkins' website, that's the amount of people that have been infected with the coronavirus here in the United States of America. Now, obviously, the number is going to go up, and the more people that get infected, the more chance that you will know someone that has it personally. And for me, that reality came to a point on Friday. A good friend of mine, Justin Melillo of the Racing Experts, he lives in New York, and at the start of last week, he wasn't feeling the best. And as the days went on, he felt worse and worse and worse, and he went to the doctor on Wednesday. By Friday, his doctor called him and announced that he does have COVID-19. Now, I have been in contact with him, and he says it sucks, but he's doing what he can while recovering at home. Justin, I love you, dude. I can't wait till we're at the same racetrack. Stay healthy. Keep hydrating. You're going to get through this, and you're going to absolutely crush this. I love you to death, brother, and I can't wait to see you at a racetrack. And for everybody that has this or knows someone that has this, everybody here at FrontStretch.com is thinking about you, praying for you guys. We know we're going to crush this, and we will get to see race cars on a true track, not some video game, but at a realistic track very, very soon. That is it for this edition of Stock Car Scoop. You can follow me on Twitter at TheBrianNolan, at FrontStretch. Also, give some love to our website, FrontStretch.com, as well as our FrontStretch podcast, Dustin Albino, Mike Neff. They do a great job every single week. Fantastic job, as always. So follow them on Twitter. Follow their podcast. Give us a rate, a follow. We appreciate it. For everybody here at frontstretch.com, stay healthy, stay home, and stay safe.